Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. State Roundup: 500 state jobs eliminated. Rise in gambling problems accompany legal mobile sports betting. In Maryland, the Board of Public Works eliminated over 500 state jobs, saving an expected $27.4 million in fiscal 2026. Meanwhile, the legalization of online sports betting has led to a rise in disordered gambling behaviors, raising concerns among experts. State regulators are pushing utilities to speed up the transition to clean energy and electric vehicles. Additionally, auditors are calling for more accountability in health department oversight boards. The developer of Maryland's offshore wind farm warns that legal challenges could bankrupt the company. Maryland is set to distribute tap-and-go EBT cards to curb benefit theft, and a state senator's appointment as acting superintendent of the Maryland State Police has sparked controversy over a parody challenge coin. C. Randolph, entrepreneur and longtime gaming commissioner, to be honored Wednesday. E. Randolph Mariner, a serial entrepreneur and longtime gaming commissioner, will be honored by Leadership Howard County on Wednesday. Over the years, Mariner has built successful businesses in marketing, real estate development, restaurants, and the Manor Hill Farm Brewery. He also played a key role in overseeing Maryland's gaming industry, serving as the chair of the Gaming Commission for 6.5 years. Despite facing setbacks, including health issues and injuries, Mariner remains resilient. He credits his dyslexia and ADHD for driving his entrepreneurial spirit and unique perspective. With a focus on growing his live events production agency, Manor Hill Productions, Mariner continues to make an impact in both the business and community sectors. Statewide initiative may give Haltom City another shot at food trucks. Food trucks have been scarce in Haltom City due to complicated regulations that deter participation. The existing permit application is burdensome, requiring written permission from property owners and costly annual renewals. However, a new state law, the Mobile Food Vendor Regulatory Consistency Act, will streamline the permitting process by establishing a single statewide license. This means food truck owners can operate throughout Texas without local restrictions. Haltom United Business Alliance sees this as an opportunity for Haltom City to welcome food trucks back and support small businesses. While the law allows some local control, it eliminates unnecessary fees and permits, allowing food truck owners to focus on growing their businesses. Haltom City can benefit from this new legislation and encourage economic development within city limits.
NW Legacy Law sponsors holidays on Franklin. NW Legacy Law, local power of attorney lawyers, sponsored the local holidays on Franklin Halloween pumpkin sale and community lights display. Founded by sisters Grace and Lucy Sherman, the annual Halloween display and pumpkin display grows throughout the month of October, culminating in the largest trick-or-treat extravaganza in Vancouver. Last year, Franklin Street saw over 12,000 trick-or-treaters, a record-setting number the sisters hope to top with this year's event. The lights and spooky animatronic attractions are on display nightly throughout October from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the captivating lights, special effects, and music are joined by surprise guests. Trick-or-treating will occur on Halloween from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and children of all ages are welcome. NW Legacy Law is proud to be a featured sponsor for Halloween on Franklin, along with other local sponsors like the Today Foundation, Pacific Northwest Fundraising, and North Pole Adventureland. New Florida law poses harsh penalties for speeders. A new Florida law, effective July 1, 2025, imposes harsh penalties for speeders in the Sunshine State. Drivers going 50 miles per hour or more over the speed limit, or driving 100 miles per hour or more, face tougher consequences. First-time offenders could get up to 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. Second offenders may face 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Repeat offenders risk a one-year license suspension, longer jail time, and higher fines. The law aims to enhance safety on Florida highways and reduce high-speed collision fatalities. From 2017 to 2023, 123 citations were issued for excessive speeding. Lieutenant Indiana Miranda of the FHP noted that most 100 miles per hour plus speeding violations occur overnight. The Andres Lopez Law Firm in Coral Springs, FL, assists victims of personal injury accidents, including high-speed collisions, in seeking fair compensation. Hierophant Law assists in navigating new challenges in the employment law by Donis Gooden. Hierophant Law, led by Donis Gooden, assists clients in navigating the challenges of employment law. One primary challenge is the radical policy shifts with each change in presidential administration. This includes worker classification, wage and hour regulations, and agency enforcement. Additionally, the fragmentation of federal versus state law creates a compliance nightmare for national employers. The rise of preemption and trigger laws further complicates the legal landscape. Lastly, the politicization of the workplace, including issues like political speech, DEI initiatives, and hostile work environments, adds to the complexity. Donis Gooden emphasizes the importance of preparedness and proactive legal guidance in navigating these evolving challenges.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.